Hey, Songtown, I'm Clay Mills here with Marty Dotson. Today, we're going to talk about the real reasons you don't finish more songs. Marty.
You want to kick it off?
You can do it.
Number one, I think, is perfectionism. I mean, I mentor some people who number each revision of their song, and they'll come back to me like, number 43, like, this is my 43rd rewrite of this song. And while it's great to push yourself to greatness, you have to understand that even great songs are not always perfect.
Yeah.
And that you can write out all the emotion and feeling of a song by trying to keep making it perfect.
I think that's the key, because we've all heard the stories of Leonard Cohen saying that he wrote like just verse after verse after verse when he was writing his song Hallelujah, and like just an unimaginable amount of verses. And then he narrowed it down to the best ones, and it took him forever to write it, but he kept the emotion there. So I think that's the key. Like, and most people have a hard time staying focused enough to keep the emotion.
And I think some of us are bigger picture people and some are more detailed people. Mm-hmm. And one thing I've noticed in my co-writes is that some of the detail people that I work with, you know, will be, you know, going all these little details, making sure every I is dotted and every T is crossed. And I'm going, is it feeling better or is it feeling weaker? You know, as we do all this stuff.
They're on the writing session going, should we say and here or but or maybe just and no, let's just say and no, maybe just a
Yeah. And the other two people are crying because something so emotional is being said, you know. So I think being able to zoom in and out and go, okay, yeah, details matter. But what matters more probably in most instances is the feel you get from the song. And if it's communicating and connecting with people, then maybe everything doesn't have to be perfect technically. Yeah. You got another one for us?
Let's talk about fear of failure.
Ooh.
I think this can really stop you. I remember for me, after I had my first number one song, going back into the writing room, and all of a sudden it was like I had to readjust my mental thinking because all of a sudden there was all this pressure of got to do it again. And it was like, oh, what if I can't do it again? Or what if I, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And there was a famous writer in town that told a friend of mine, like, oh, those guys got lucky. They'll never do it again, you know? And so it was a lot of... I just eventually had to start drinking tequila and stop worrying so
much. That helps, yeah. Don't worry, be happy.
No, I don't suggest that. But I think you have to, writing's an experiment, you know? Today you're in there experimenting, tomorrow you'll experiment. Maybe a week from Sunday you come up with something that's brilliant. But in the all that experimentation that you're doing in the meantime led you to that thing that was brilliant. If you're trying to hold on too tightly and you can't fail and you got to make it happen, I think that's just going to put too much pressure on yourself. And
yeah, I mean, we both have known people that would say, you know, I've got all these songs on my hard drive, but I'm afraid if I play them for somebody, they'll steal them.
Oh, you know, that's huge.
You know, and they're what they're really afraid of is that people are going to tell them they're not good.
Yeah.
You know, and we just have to get over that. I was in a group last night, a sync group, and where a teacher's teaching us about that world.
You're taking a class?
I am. Yes.
Wow.
I've been taking this class for over a year, and it's been great. The thing I really appreciated last night was the teacher is a sync rep that's been very successful, and his wife has been very successful as a sync singer and writer. And he came in and he said, okay, I'm going to play you her worst songs because she's written some real stinkers. And she, you know, we were all able to just laugh at the songs that she had written that weren't great. She was laughing, you know, and he said, you know, when I play each song, I want you to tell me if this is an A-level song or a B-level song. And so in the chat, we were saying, you know, oh, this is B-level. But it was very freeing just to go, you know what? Even someone who's great and very successful has got some bad songs.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean they're a failure. It doesn't mean they're a bad writer. And I think sometimes people get the idea that if someone tells me my song is bad, that means I'm a bad writer.
Yeah.
And, you know, each song is different. And, you know, we all have bad songs. And so letting go of that, I think, sometimes can help people just go, you know what? If it's not great, let's just laugh at it and move on. Or we'll put it back in the on the hard drive and leave it there. Maybe someday we'll know enough to make it better.
Yeah, and I think to get to the point where you start improving, you have to have that approach to it. And I think when we give feedback at Songtown, our approach is not to go, that's a bad song. Our approach is, hey, that's cool. Here are things that would make it better, mm-hmm. you know? So there's always the focus on the positive side. How can we, and it's just like if you and I are writing, we're not going, this song sucks. We're like, okay, how can we make this better? Yeah. You know, if I change this and this and this around now, yeah, that's working great. You know, so I think it's just adjusting the mental attitude.
Yeah, absolutely. The next one, number three, is no process. I think you have to have a process for finishing songs to really do it consistently on a, you know, regular basis. Because, you know, if you get in the habit of, I start something and I write till I get stuck, and then I just put that down, and then I start something else and I write till mm-hmm. I get stuck, then you're going to have piles and piles of unfinished songs.
And but, you're not talking about writing to a formula.
No.
Yeah.
No, just a process for how you're going to complete songs. Okay, right. So what happens if I get stuck? Am I going to just go on to something else and then do that till I get stuck? Right. Or am I going to go, well, no, I'm going to finish this even if it's not great. And then if I need to, I can come back to it later, mm-hmm. you know? And that's kind of my approach many times. It's like,
get in the habit of finishing.
Yeah, just get in the habit of finishing and go, you know, my process is going to be, I'm going to finish a song before I'm going to move on to another one. So yeah. I've got this idea I'm excited about writing over here, but I go, no, I'm going to finish this song.
It's kind of like our Tennessee Titans. All year long, they would play a couple of good quarters, and then it's like they forget how to play, and they keep saying, we got to learn to finish games. We got to learn. And that's really is the first step. You got to get used to finishing. Then after you accomplish that and you get used to finishing, then you can start worrying about how to make it better and better and better. But if you can't finish anything, then you've got nothing.
Yeah, you'll never have anything to show yeah. anybody. You know, so I think there's it's different for different people. But, you know, for most of us, I think we just have to figure out, okay, what's my process going to be for finishing songs? And some people need a deadline. You know, they go, okay, I'm gonna give myself a week to finish this song.
Yeah.
And if I can't finish it, maybe I just put it away and I move on to something else, but I'm not going to labor over this song for 6 months.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I remember starting years ago and I would just like beat a song to death trying to, you know, why can't I make this better? It was like, I was so focused on where it was that I couldn't see where it was going, you know?
Yeah.
So you have to learn to, that's part of a process too. I had to learn to set it aside and come back. My process was come back in a week and it's like, oh yeah, it needs to do this. You know, yeah. So we're all different, but the point is to have your own process.
Yeah, absolutely. What's number four?
Well, you came up with number four, so I'm going to let you talk about
all
this.
All right. I think a lot of times it's a lack of focus. And
whatever one, do you mean?
One aspect of that focus is I don't have a clear idea of what I would do with this song. So I'm writing all these songs, but I don't have a clear idea of what the purpose of any of them is. And so you kind of just lose focus of, am I just writing to write? Am I, you know, what am I doing here? As opposed to if I go, okay, today I've got this idea and I'm going to write it aimed at Katy Perry. Even if I don't have a way to get a song to Katy Perry, which I don't, I have focus. I go, okay, I know the kind of song Katy Perry would do. I know that lots of other pop artists like what she does. And so, you know, I'm going to write a song in this kind of in the vein of something I would pitch to Katy Perry, and I've got focus. And so it's easier to finish that song if I know what I'm after with it, as opposed to just starting a song. Again, I was mentoring somebody recently, and they had a lot of good stuff, a lot of good lines, but there was not this focus of like, where's this going? And you know, what would this song be for? Mm-hmm. And how would it work for an artist, or would it work in sync and that kind of stuff? So I think having more focus of what you're trying to say in your song, and I've got a whole book about blueprinting, which is kind of creating a focus of what you want to communicate in your song. But then also, like, what kind of thing would this song work for? Can it really help you?
Yeah, I mean, not everybody is a target writer, meaning you're aiming for this artist when you write a song. I know plenty of successful people that their main focus is coming up with a killer idea and writing a great song, but writing it in a way where all kinds of artists would want to record it. So not everyone is great at just targeting, but I think focus has a lot of things. Like, a friend of mine was good friends with a famous band. So his focus was, I'm going to write a song that I can bring to them that they're going to record. And it, you know, and another friend of mine was in a band. So he's like, well, we're recording an album in 6 months. I've got to have songs for that project. So focus comes in, you know, a lot of different ways. I find that deadlines give me a focus.
Yeah, me too.
Or co-writing. Say, if I know you and I are writing today, I'm going to be less likely to spend all day answering emails and procrastinating. Mm-hmm. I've got to show up. We're going to come up with a song. We know we're going to probably finish a song.
Yeah.
So it's having that deadline of something that needs to be done. That can give you focus. So there's all kinds of ways to get focused.
Yeah.
Having your heart broke, that gives you focus.
It does. You know? Yeah, I'm writing a song for a musical, and I asked the scriptwriter the other day if she had a deadline for me, and she said, no, just whenever the muse arrives. And I'm like, oh, no. I wish, because if she had told me I had a week, I would have already had it done. But now I'm going like, oh, I've got all these other things, you know, that I can do.
Well, so. even Paul McCartney and John Lennon, they were like, well, we were filming this movie, and we needed a song for the movie soundtrack, and we had to have it tomorrow, so we stayed up all night writing the song.
Man.
You know, that was their direction, and that was their focus. They had to have a song that fit at this point in the movie. So, yeah, focus is great, and deadlines are even better.
Yeah. Yeah, and whether it's focus of what you would do with the song or just focus on what you want to say with the song. You know, that's going to help you finish songs over just, well, let me write and see where it goes, you know, and that's fine to do if that's how you like to do it, but it's just going to be harder to finish songs if you're just kind of doing that.
It's kind of like if anything in life, if you just walk around and going, yeah, let's see what happens today, usually not a lot's going to happen.
Yeah. Or if I just take off driving down a road and I don't know where the road
is. I'm going to go somewhere.
Yeah.
Where,
I'll know, see where I wind up.
Wherever this road takes me.
And that's fine every now and then. But if you're trying to get to a certain destination, then you kind of need to know where you're
going. If I want to go to the beach, I don't just get in my car and start driving anywhere.
Right.
I'm going to the beach.
Yep.
All right. With that note, we'll see you guys in the next episode. Check out songtown.com. Take care.
See you later.
Hey, thanks for watching. If you appreciate the content, hit the subscribe button and help us grow. Shout out to Sweetwater Music. It's where Marty and I get all our musical gear. Great people. We'll see you guys around town. Right on.